Parshat Bahar mentions, juxtaposes one to the other, a number of mitzvot that pertain to life in the land of Israel. Rashi, in the beginning of the parasha, speaks about, relates to, the relationship between these mitzvot as part of a continuum of the implications that come to a person for not observing the first one. It causes him to be in a situation where he's in more dire straits, and then when he continues to not observe, the situation continues to get worse. Many of the Mefarshim see these mitzvot as also being representative of other ideas and values that pertain to the land of Israel. And I'd like to present an idea here that connects a number of these different thoughts from different Mefarshim, one to the other. Let's begin with the way the Torah describes the mitzvah of Yovel. The Torah tells us that Yovel beyond Shemitah is not just a time where we need to cease working the land, but it describes it as a time of holiness. V'kidashtem et shnat ha-chamishim shana. There's a holiness to Yovel beyond Shemitah. And this holiness expresses itself in ukiratem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveh. You need to call out across the land for liberty for all of the land's residents. And of course, this phrase translated into the English is what appears on the Liberty Bell. May liberty cry out throughout the land. The Rambam has a very interesting presentation of the way this dror is ultimately achieved. And it's based on Chazal's understanding of the Pasuk in how it relates to Klal Yisrael. Ukiratem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveh. Call out liberty in the land to all of its residents. Chazal taught us that because of this wide sweeping statement, the dinim of Yovel do not apply in any less of a situation than the entire Jewish people, or representatives of the entire Jewish people back in the land. Rambam phrases it this way, Mishagala shevet rishon shevet rishon v'shevet gad chatzi shevet menashe batlu hayovlot. When the first of the tribes went into galut, the yovlot ceased to exist. She'ne'ama ukiratem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. Bizman she'kol yoshveha aleha v'hu she'lo yu merubavim shevet b'shevet. Not even mixed into each other. Ela kulan yoshvim ketiknan. Only when the Shvatim are all there, residing as they're supposed to be. I think there's a very deep statement here being made about freedom for any Jew. In order for the situation of Yovel, which is rooted in freedom, to exist, the entire Jewish people have to be back in the land of Israel in the form they're supposed to be there in. True freedom for the Jewish people, not just for us as a people, but for us as individuals, hinges on our entire people being back in Israel, living as we're supposed to be living. And I think that this theme connects to the Sfat Emet's insight on a pasuk later in the parsha. In reference to Yovel and the inability to sell the land forever, a Jew cannot sell the land in Israel forever, only until Yovel. It says, V'haaretz lo timacher letzmitut. The land cannot be sold for eternity. Ki li haaretz, says Hashem, because it's really God's land. Ki geirim v'toshavim atem imadi. Because you're just transient residents. It's not really your land, and therefore you can't really sell it. That's the pashut pshat of the pasuk. I think the Sfat Emet related to the interesting formulation in the end of the pasuk. Not ki geirim v'toshavim atem aleha, that you're transient residents on it, but ki geirim v'toshavim atem imadi. Your transient residence with me. What does that mean? Sfat Emet said that the pasuk is saying something about the nature of the Jewish people. And he says a very sharp comment, the Jewish people don't belong in this world. They don't have a place in this world. And unfortunately, Jewish history shows how true this really is. They don't fit in anywhere. In that way, they're like God. God doesn't fit in naturally to this world. Ki geirim v'toshavim atem imadi. The Jewish people, like their God, don't fit in naturally to this world. Continues the Sfat Emet, the Chiddush of Eretz Yisrael is that when the Jewish people are in God's land, then they do fit. They can belong. Or connecting it back to the Rambam, they can achieve a level of true freedom. Moving this two psukim later, the Or HaChaim has a very sharp, biting critique of the Jewish people's sense of their ability to be separated from Eretz Yisrael. The very next piece here talks about when a Jewish person is sold off his inheritance. Ki yamuch achicha u'machar me'achuzato. He has to sell off his inheritance. Uva go'alo ha'karov elav v'ga'al et mimkar achiv. His relative has the responsibility to buy back the inheritance for his relative. The word ge'ula is used here to refer to a relative's responsibility to buy back the land his relative was forced to sell. The Aruch Chaim sees this as representative of the concept of ge'ula of the Jewish people and the Jewish people's responsibility they should feel to redeem their ancestral inheritance. And he says this going back hundreds of years, that the Jewish people's distance physically and emotionally from the land of Israel is something they, and particularly their leaders, are going to have to own up for at some point. The leaders who should be instilling this sense of passion for the land of Israel and responsibility to work to return it for the Jewish people and are not inspiring it are one day going to need to show, to own up, to be judged for this egregious error. I think when we talk about these concepts in the 21st century, with over 6 million Jews living in Israel, and talk about it today, right after Yom HaTzma'ut, which was the moment when the Jewish people had achieved their own state, which has made all this development possible, all these things ring truer and ring more realistic for us. For the Aruch Chaim to talk to us about retaking the land of Israel, it was a beautiful dream, and of course the Aruch Chaim moved back to Israel and worked on realizing it. But it was still a dream. Today it doesn't have to be a dream. It's accessible to all of us. If we realize that our true freedom as individuals hinges on the Jewish people's restoration to the way they should naturally live, the only place they can really be at home, ki gerim v'toshavim atem imadi, then we can help bring the geula process to its completion by playing a role in the geula of v'ga'al et mimkar achiv, and to know that we have stood and taken responsibility for what's ours to take responsibility for, and we can be proud and know we've fulfilled our role within the Jewish people. Shabbat Shalom.